Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, I got okay. That feels a lot better. Well, still not those on my goddamn mic. Land. My bitch. Alright, bitch, I'm not on no goddamn slant. And so, it almost feels like I'm on a fucking, like, slant. And I'm like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? I'm in situations, niggas just coming, niggas just going, things are happening, and we're like, what? What's the tea? Alright. Let me put on some shorts.
What's the tea, everybody?
Listen, I'm wrapped up. Get in here. Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Get in here. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Let's turn this up. Can y'all hear me? Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Bitch, I'm wrapped up. Okay, I'm drinking my little juice. I've got the bonnet wrapped, the do-rag wrapped. The tea. How are y'all doing? It feels like it's been forever. Oh my gosh. Hello, everybody. Hello, 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 hello. It's the members only. The call-in line is going to be open. It's been a long day. I've been so tired, child. I went out and I shot some guns with my dad today, which is really, really good because I had never been to the gun range. And we shot the old Western-like rifle, which was pretty cool. I was scared to death with that Western rifle because it's, you know, the ones where you spinning, you got to keep uploading like that. Damn, that shit was scary because, like, it's so sensitive and you can blow your freaking brains off. Those old school guns, very, very scary. But it was fun because I had never shot a gun before. I never really seen a gun like holding it in my hand. So I was a little nervous. Then we had the little 9mm. I think it's the Glock. I'm not sure, but I shot one of those. I was missing every target. I was scared as shit. And then we had another gun. I forgot what it was. It was a bigger one, maybe a 22. I don't know. But I was shooting that motherfucker. That one was a little bit better. That was pretty dope. So we had a day today. Then we also tried to go shoot some rifles. Didn't get a chance to go shoot the rifles because it was just so busy. But it was nice. It was nice spending time with my dad today. Love doing that because, you know, as your parents get older, you know, life happens, you know, they pass on. These are memories and moments you'll cherish. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that I was able to do that with him today because those are the things that are really important to me, you know, to be able to go hang out with my dad. And, you know, because as I get older, as he gets older, I'm helping him move and I'm starting to see that he can't move the way he used to. You know, back starts going out, this starts going out. Then I'm just like, wow, you know, my dad's getting older. It's scary because you're like, shit, you know, my dad was always one of those people who's always like, I'm not going to be here forever, but it's just like, I don't want to hear that right now. But then as the older you get, you start to see that, you know, that is a reality. So that was pretty dope today. So I had fun doing that. We had super, shout out to all the members. Look at all these pink members in here. What is that, a year? Over a year? Oh my God. Look at all this pink in the chat. That is crazy. That's so dope. Shout out to all these colors in here. Shout out to the pink, the green. You guys are really in here. I love you guys for watching. I'm just trying to figure out where I want to go with these. I'd be so nervous to do. I'd be like, I hate this space that we're in a little bit, because it feels like nothing is truly private to our chats, from our station heads to our members only. I feel like we've gotten to a point where people are looking for content. You know what I'm saying? And it's just unfortunate. However, we get into some things. Listen, we shout out to the new moderators. We got a lot of new moderators. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Shout out to all the new moderators. I love you guys all in the chat. I'm glad that you guys have been supporting of us. You know, it's not really been easy, but some of you guys come and go. I love the ones that are still here. The ones that I see faithfully in the chat for the members only. Thank you. Wait. So shout out to all the new moderators. Shout out to all the moderators in general that are a part of it. Shout out to all the members. This is just juice. I'm just drinking some juice. Snooki said she want to be a mod. Okay, we can add new mods. I could add. Because I know everybody's busy, so we can add you. You want to be a moderator? You could be a moderator. Moderators typically just make sure that main thing I really need for moderators is just to make sure that we got the, like, I see people's super chats when they call in, because sometimes I miss them and then I have to deal with a lot of that BS. I don't like to miss that. And then when we do tarot lives, I need moderators that can kind of help with the people that need their readings and help create a list. Mo and Keza do a good job of that, but those are kind of some of the only ones I see that are doing it. So I kind of want to give them a break. So if any other moderators are able to do that, you know, please help us out. But shout out to Mo and Keza, because y'all be keeping those lists going. And hey. Are you able to super chat? I thought this was a... I didn't know you was able to super. How much to shout out my new celebrity gossip channel? I want to be more consistent with posting. I can give you the email to contact for that. I don't actually go over that. I do have a manager that goes over all promotions. So you can email me. And then I can forward you over the contact, and then you guys can go from there. So I want to shout out to that. Anything you guys want to ask, the call and I love number be open. Anything that you guys would like to see? I know people been asking for more emojis. Y'all know me. I'm going to try to get there, but I ain't going to make no promises, but I'm going to get there. How do we feel about, ironically, how do we feel about Patreon? Do we like the idea of Patreon, or do we like the idea of doing this? Or how do we feel about, you know, if I went to a website or, you know, because the biggest thing is I know we're in a pandemic. I know that, you know, you guys support a lot of other content creators. And I know just in general, as working adults, we all have lives and we have a lot of subscriptions. So the biggest reason why I haven't stepped out too far on other platforms is because it is subscription based versus ad based, like YouTube. So I just don't want to get to a point where I feel like I'm like charging my audience so for every little thing, you know. So I kind of do want to do. We got the station head, but I'm kind of liking the idea of maybe podcasting or, you know, going into Real Radio One or maybe Patreon. But I just want to make sure that, you know, people can afford it. So I don't want to like overextend people. You guys can let me know how you guys feel about this. Okay, you guys like this better. Okay, playback. Okay. Because people have been telling me to get into podcasting, but I'm just like, I feel like I need a co-host. But, you know, I could get a co-host that is a remote co-host, which would be good. And I'm telling you guys, if I keep doing pretty good, like we've been having pretty good months. So if we keep doing pretty good, I'm probably going to end up having to bring a blogger on and kind of like a show producer, to kind of a content curator. I'm going to be needing some of that. So if you guys are, but it probably is going to be free in the beginning, like an intern. I need to test you out. So if you're interested in that, I know that I said this before, but I think we're getting to a place where we might need, I want to see, I can't just hire you or I can't just pay you, but I want to see if you are any good first. But I, only reason why I'd be nervous about doing stuff like that, because then it's like, if it don't work out, you're mad at me, you don't like me, then you're speaking out and saying I scammed you, and I just don't want to deal with all that. Okay, so I've never heard of Discord. I need somebody to let me know what Discord is all about. So that'll be interesting. Well, here's the thing with the bloggers. It's going to be like, if I have to be honest with you. Now, co-host is one thing, but a blogger and a content curator is another. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't need a content creator, a content curator, or a blogger, like a writer, that wants to be a co-host or on camera, because it's going to be a conflict of interest. I need you to like blogging. I need you to like pulling together content, but I don't necessarily need you to want to be on camera. So if you want to be on camera, that's probably not what you want to do. You just got to be honest, because then eventually you're going to end up not really focusing on what I need you to focus on, and you're going to be focusing on trying to build your YouTube channel, which is fine, but that's not what the job is here for. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Okay. Oh, Brotherhood. I love Brotherhood. Hey, oh, hey, boy, I haven't seen you in a minute. All right. And I also want you guys to understand, I've been so annoyed. I'm going to tell you guys. Ciao. It has gotten to a point, I want you guys to know, the trolling is coming. The trolling is coming. We can't even do things and have certain conversation on station head without people running back and using it for content. The Jaguar Ride stuff is starting to trend again, because now people are trying to bait me or make me feel some type of way that Storm on Roll hit 90,000. So the trolling is coming. I'm going to show you guys this shit. Let me show you what I deal with. Let me see if I can show you this. Let me see this. This is so crazy to me. This is a YouTube channel too. I'm sure y'all probably seen this already, but I just got to put things like this into perspective. Like, look at this. Hold on. I want y'all to see this. And I'm not even really trying to promote this channel, but I just want y'all to see some of this shit that goes on. Look at this. Let's look at this channel. Look at this channel, bro. Look at this channel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 videos out of 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Out of 22 videos, 16 of these videos are about me. 16. Let's look at this one. Let's look at this. So this channel is literally, I've never, look, and they're subscribed. This is the crazy part about it, though. This is the crazy part about it. I'm supposed to be so jealous and so envious, right? And so pressed. But there's channels literally built that follow me. Look, they're literally saying, mind you, I didn't even know the nigga was on live with Jaguar. But people is watching, keeping up with me that bad. Saying, I guess this was last night when he did live. They were saying, look. Look at that. Look at that. But wait, there's all these videos. It's literally all these. But this is the one that got me. And then look at the one comment that's there. Remember I showed y'all this? Look. Look. But my thing is, and I think this is what pisses me off, and I'm not even going to lie to y'all. Like, I get so mad. Like, I get so mad. I get so mad. I get so mad, and this is my weakness, because I do get so mad, because it's like, bitch, how the fuck could I be jealous or envious of a bitch or anybody when there's a whole channel dedicated that is subscribed to talking about me? Bitch, that means I'm a star. How am I jealous when your whole channel is to subscribe and watch everything I do? You're watching Storm Monroe and you're thinking about what the fuck I'm doing in that moment. Nigga, I was asleep. I didn't even know. That's what I'd be like, nigga, I dead ass was asleep. I found out this morning. I'm like, oh my God, this shit is like so annoying. Then I also want to show y'all this, but I'm not giving her no attention. I'm not going back and forth with Tasha K. So of course we all know, I hate saying this full name, and I just do not want to say it. I'm not saying his name. I'm done. I'm not saying his name at all. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I will never say his name again, because he takes that and he runs with it. So, and then, bitch, we'll be here for 5 more videos. So I'm not, Then it'll be, oh, why are you saying my name? And why are you watching? And it's like, well, bitch, you done trolled me to the point where you wanted me to say your name. So I'm not even going to say his name because it don't even matter. Y'all know who I'm talking about at this point. So he does a video today. And of course, my name was, bitch, you type my name in. I'm literally typing my shit in to find me, bitch. And of course, I see a video of my name fucking in it. So, but that's not it. That's not it. So I type in the check. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So let me show you. Let me show you this. So he was talking about what I was talking about on Station Head today, this and the third, saying I was jealous, you know, the whole whatever bullshit. Hold on. I'm trying to get this. What in the fuck? Hold on. It's just like it's gotten out of hand. But I want it because I'm not even talking about him. It's not. This is not even about him. But this is the tea that I want to send y'all. Look who was in the Station Head today. Look who was in the Station Head today. So all this was plotted and planned. So she writes, "Chow, I heard the rant this morning," basically trying to make it seem like I was ranting and raving this morning. But I'm on my Station Head with my audience. But I'm jealous. But I got all you motherfuckers listening to everything I do. Imagine this. Imagine being Storm Monroe. Imagine having two viral interviews. Whatever. Imagine breezing through them. Breezing through the 80s. Imagine, you know, on the trajectory to 100K, imagine people only being happy for you because it looks like Armon Wiggins is taking a back seat or taking a loss. Imagine people only being happy because it looks like you're beating me. Instead of just being happy for you because they like you. But it seems like more people are happy for him out of spite for me. So again, how is it that I am the problem? And I guess I get frustrated because it's like I be trying to get that through and it's like, motherfucker, nobody wants to hear that. That doesn't fit the narrative. The narrative that fits is you're jealous, you're pressed. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. But I get so irritated because I'm like, what the fuck? This shit is like, are you serious? But then my thing is, they'll do all of this. And then when I say something, they'll be like, oh, well, why are you pressed? Why are you responding to stuff? Why are you going on your station? Why are you on your members only saying stuff? It's like, goddamn. I'm not supposed to say anything. Look at who's in the chat. Yeah, people saying stop paying attention to it. Well, I think it's going to like kind of be honest with you. I think it's going to supersede itself once. This is why I'm like, I want this man to pass. I cannot wait till he gets past the 100K, because then it's like, shouldn't y'all be talking about him? I shouldn't be any more content because now he beat me. So now y'all can move on. Because what happens when he wins? What happens when he beats me? What does that do? You know what I mean? Like, okay, does that mean that y'all, like, what? Does that mean you go away? Because, bitch, listen, please hurry up. Does that mean I stop getting trolled and gaslit? Like, yeah, somebody said that's exactly what it is. He's only successful if he did. That's what I'm saying. It's like, but me and him, it's like, girl, I wish people would stop doing that. Cause bitch, I work my ass off on my own and I really get irritated. But then people are like, yeah, I'm honest, shook, it's that. And I'm not going to lie and act like I'm not irritated. Like, I'm irritated. I'm irritated. And I'm also irritated because I am doing this shit by myself, right? And I get irritated because, bitch, yes, I came in the game like, motherfucker, I bust my ass. And no, I didn't come in with this underground and this, I didn't come in with this underdog story. I didn't come in the game with, you know, this idea of I'm going to let a bitch walk all over me, you know? And people say, well, oh, Storm doesn't, you know, he doesn't, he quiets the noise. Well, he doesn't respond to the noise. Well, the nigga don't give a fuck. The nigga has been a loser all his life. So people are like, well, him and Tasha are going to fall out. No, he's not. He's not going to fall out with her because he doesn't give a fuck what we're saying because this is the most acceptance that he's ever been. He's making money. He's got some notoriety, a little popularity. He's happy. He don't give a fuck. He's been a fucking awkward forever. So this is the coolest he's ever been. So he doesn't know anything else. But for me, I couldn't sit underneath a bitch and watch her play me and disrespect me just for some clicks and views. Like, it's bigger than money. It's bigger than clicks and views. It's I don't know, man. It's just, it's more than that for me. So it's just like, I'm not talking about that chick, but you'll see she'll go and try to gaslight me in different chats. She all on our station head. But then if I drag her ass, what is he doing? He's always talking about me. He's always coming at me. Bitch, you see what you're doing. And then for her, see, they want this big emotional, oh, they want me to go off. And say, oh, he's nothing without her. He's this, he's that. They want me to go off in this big emotional rant on my channel. And I'm not going to do it. I cannot wait. Because everybody wants him to be. Imagine everybody wanting you to be successful just to see how Armand is going to react. Imagine that. Imagine that. I don't feel like me getting to 100K, no one gives a fuck how Tasha's going to react or Storm or anybody else. They want to see what I'm going to do. Could you imagine? Imagine your 100K, people want to see how Armand's going to feel. Why? So I don't know. Yeah, somebody said if you could just try not to speak about them and act like they don't exist. I know it's hard, but you know what I think. And with that being said, now this is the hardest thing that I'm gonna try to do. But with that being said, I am noticing in the analytics that there is a lot of engagement with the uploaded content. So there's a couple reasons why I need to try a little bit more uploaded content. First of all, the language. Because I can't tell you how many times during the live, it's a fuck bitch. Oops, I'm sorry, I'm on. Fuck bitch. Oops, I'm sorry. At that moment, you didn't fuck up my coins. So that. And then two, it's a, okay, I'm on. And Storm Monroe and Tasha K. And I'm like, girl, I do not want to talk about them. It's the call-ins for me. Bitch, it's the call in for me during the lives that have been sending me, bitch. The last week. So I'm thinking I need to dial it back and just do the uploads for a minute. Because I can edit out and I can control what I'm saying. We still do these. We'll still do the station head. But, bitch, the call-ins for me, be cranking it. But yeah, so the uploads, y'all been liking them. So yeah, I remember we working on some stuff. Can you edit your lives? You can, but it takes a minute to process, render. And so in that moment while you're editing the lives, the original ones will still sit up there. But you can. And they said cut the segments from the live. Yeah, I could do that. That's a lot of work. They said I need to get more strict. Yeah, you're right. But I'm liking the uploads. And then too, I'm gonna be honest with you. Uploads get more coins for the girls, because they monetize quicker. It's easier because you can check it. Like you can be like, all right, because you control it. So bitch, if it's doing too much, like I can't control a motherfucker getting on here and say, fuck you, motherfucker. It's live. So here we go. Playing with a girl, you playing with the, but if I end up saying bitch in a pre-record, guess what I get to do? Boop, boop, cut that out, bitch. And then it starts off getting our coin. Cause you know, you want to make sure that you don't want to rely on, I'm a person that I don't like to rely on donations. Donations are great, but bitch, that's extra. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a person that's like, bitch, no, I'm going to put my content out, girl. These people, you're going to watch it, and girl, Google's going to pay me. Yeah, a lot of people are doing lives and then chopping them. That's kind of to double dip it. You know, you do the live, but that's hard for me because by the time I chopped it, something else is going on, and I need to go live. I ain't got time to be chopping. Because, bitch, I like to set it and forget it, bitch. My video is out. It is what it is. By the time, because here's the thing with that for me. It's hard to get on the schedule with that because you go live, you have a good video. Do you want to chop that live up and then throw five more videos in front of it and then stop the momentum of the live video? So that's the issue for me. Like, I don't want to stop the momentum of a video that's doing well. I'm asking. Just to go, just to chop it. Okay, so this is the tea. I didn't want to tell y'all that, but this is the tea. So I didn't want to tell you the schedule because I ain't committed to it. Y'all know me. I'm trying. So the tea was I was going to do two, like, upload days and then, like, Wednesdays and Sundays. Those are going to be the call-in days. So, bitch, it was strictly call-in. So all the content that has been uploaded through the week, it's just an hour of straight kikis, call-in. So, bitch, it could be whatever. So we still get the live. So, Baron, that was actually a great idea. We were already thinking about that being the thing. Drop the content, then we go live and talk about the content that's been dropped. Somebody said, you know what I thought? What if they are having people purposely sabotage your curtain? They do. Sometimes they do. So that's that. What else were we talking about? So just get ready. But y'all have been doing good, not sending me a lot of the BS because I haven't been, like, you know, for the most part. But I get irritated. I'm going to be honest with you because it's like, motherfuckers, I had never been in a position, and I was asking my man today, I'm like, is it about me that make people want to, like, see me fail? And he was just like, I'm on because when you came out here, bitch, you came out here like, I ain't no underdog, bitch. I'm hot, bitch, and I know I'm hot. So fuck what you talking about. And some people read that as arrogant. Some people read that as cocky. Some people read it as confident, bitch. And so maybe that's just what it is. But I will say, Like, people talking about the Jason Lee, that did nothing for you. That Jason Lee did everything for me. That's why that's why we have 5,000 people over there watching it. But you notice, ever since I've been moving and doing things, everybody else's energy has been turned up. Tasha's promoting people now, really pushing. While I have friends, Daytime, she's cool. That's one of my homegirls. She and my mentor, I don't talk to her every day. She don't give me play-by-play on how to do my channel and share every video. Jason, I don't call Jason Lee. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have a dedicated, mentor. I don't have that. All I have is my ideas, my thought process, bitch, and my risks. And I'm just like, I feel like I did pretty good from where I'm at. Like, so I don't understand why people are trying to make me feel some type of way about a motherfucker that is being helped based upon my achievements. So if it appears that I'm doing well, going on Jason Lee, doing things like that, all of a sudden, Tasha K is on the share campaign again for Storm Monroe. I'm like, okay, so now she's sharing them again. So, I don't know. I'm just telling y'all, get ready because, bitch, the trolling is about to happen and I'm just about to be like, girl, just annoyed. I don't feel like dealing with that. But outside of that, everything is good. I'm actually trying to get my life together. I want to buy a house. So I'm trying to get that together. So I'm working on doing that. Other than that, child, I'm trying to go on some trips, but I guess I'll take some calls, see what's going on. But I gotta remember myself. I gotta stop watching that stuff. Like, I gotta just stop watching that stuff. Oh, you know who was a funny video though? Let's watch this girl. She was a kiki bitch. I thought she was funny. She was funny. I liked her. She had some personality. Hold on. She was funny. Hold on. She's a key. Oh, she's a key. She's a key. She's a kiki, bitch. What? She is a kiki. She is a kiki, 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 kiki. Girl, go watch her. She's a key. Hold on. Is it going
to... Girl, look now. I know y'all nosy just like I'm nosy. And I know y'all in these YouTube streets just like I'm in these YouTube streets, honey. But what I really think is we need a place to talk about it, girl, because I see y'all in there in the comments just like I be in there in the comments. But
Hold on, where's she at? Oh, this is too long, but she's a kiki, bitch. She is a kiki. Hold on.
You knew you wanted to talk about it. Girl, come on. Okay. All right. So, look, let's talk about it. We're going to do it in little episodes, I guess, because there's no way I'm going to remember everything I want to say, boy, because I've been procrastinating. And don't judge me, boo. Okay. And soon, when y'all get to know me, I'll tell you what I say at the end of that sentence. Of that don't judge me. I got another part, but y'all don't know me like that yet. And, I'm going to wait till y'all know me. Okay. Boom. Anyway, so. Again, we're going to do it in episodes, and we're also going to just make sure that, like, I'll title it so that y'all know who we're talking about in each one. Feel free to all that. Put your suggestions down in the comments of who we need to talk about.
She's a key.
We need need to be pimping, what you call I mean, all that good stuff, okay? Don't leave that out, okay? Okay, but anyway, girl, so look, this one I want to know is, who do you got? Tasha K, Armand Wiggins, Tori Monroe. Who you got? Now, let me give you my seat, okay? Because we got some things to talk about with this. And because I'm a procrastinator, I've been was supposed to make these, start these out, but anyway, girl, we be busy, girl, you know. I'm somebody mama, girl. Okay, so anyway, Tasha, Armand, Storm Monroe. Girl, let me look. I love Armand, okay? I'm an Armand girl. I love him. I love me some Armand, okay? That's just my general. I love me some Armand. This is what I'm going to take it back to. I want to know if y'all remember. Girl, think. Okay? Girl, think. Okay? I need you to think. Go back with me and so we can talk about it because I need you to remember because I know I'm going to leave some out. But anyway. Okay. You all remember what kind of popped out this lady, Tasha K, Armand Sheik. He was doing a show and this show was like, I was like, look at that baby performing. He was in his whole little, I was like, okay, I see you. Then who come who? Who come who, girl? Tasha ass. Tasha miss ass. Come in there. But she threw him off, and I just wish that he wouldn't allow her to do that to him because then it become about her, and you was just flowing. You was just flowing in your shit, and I was here for the mess and the tea and the, all of that stuff. And then Tasha come and it's like, it's all about Tasha ass. Tasha busy and she know what the fuck she be doing. And I ain't no fuck. Okay? Now, look. All up playing your face a little bit. But Tasha playing your motherfucking face, bitch. Okay? Tasha playing your goddamn face. Tasha will play your face. She will try it. Okay, y'all act like y'all don't see. We'll get there. Okay, girl. So, look. When she came up in there, he goddamn switched over the whole show and all that, whatever, whatever, whatever. And it came behind her. You know, Armand, he just, look, that mind, I feel like that mind be going, baby. You can see it, tick, 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 because he going to goddamn make her cry. And then he goes, like, I ain't with it no more, bitch. Bitch, fuck ya. And all that, okay? She going to do everything. She going to be like, bitch, call. If you want to get to me, then you can call. Then next thing you know, it's gonna be, ah, girl, well, if you want me to drop an answer for you, you need some super chat, boo, you ain't special. Which is, I love it. I miss it. Then he says, y'all show y'all money, I'm gonna show mine. But I'm glad he didn't show his money. Because you know, she was really going at that. Any little drop he leaves, she be wanting that. She be wanting it. If anything, now look, Tasha be everybody dealing with. Okay, that should be it. We're gonna come back to that. Moving on. All right, now look, like I said, I love Armand. Don't call me biased. I don't think I'm biased because I try to be like, you know.
But you know, people that love me, I'll be honest with you. This is what I'm saying. Like, the people that love me, we give something. Either, bitch, we got a coin, we cue. Bitch, we feel ourselves. We know that we bad bitches, bad niggas, bad boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, we not charity cases. We not underdogs over here. Like, we're not broke bum bitches. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like I garner that kind of audience. Like, I don't exude that kind of energy where I want bitches to be over here like, you're retarded. I'm retarded too. Thank you. Well, you know, I'm the underdog. I don't know myself. I'm this. I feel ugly. I'm not confident. Bitch, no. Bitch, what's up? Let's get into some things. Let's get about, like, what we doing? What we talking about, this mamas? Well, why? What? Where's it at? What's the quandra? What's going on? You got your coins. I got my coins. Where we going? We going to go eat? What's up? It's nothing. I feel like that's what the people that my people, that's what they give. I feel like it's bad bitch energy over here. And only bad bitches really understand that. And that's why I feel like a lot of these other girls really don't understand because, bitch, they can't really sit with us like that. That's really the tea. Like, girl, like, we are like the cool kids over here, bitch, and we know it. That's the thing. We don't be the cool kids and act like that. We not the cool kids, bitch. We the cool kids and let you know, girl, you do know you're at the cool kids table. Your table is actually across the hall. It's no shade. It is what it is. It is what it is. I can tell, like, I can be like, okay, bitch, this is my kind of person. And you can always tell the bitches that don't like you. I could pull up that other girl that don't like me. Feel some type of way. Not cute. Even if they are cute, don't have the confidence. You know what I mean? Mind gone. In they feelings. You know what I mean? Always mad about something. Feel ugly. Feel like they look like a monkey. Feel too dark. Feel too natural. It's like, girl. You know, bitch, I'm with the click clacking and the updo, bitch. And then, what's going on? You can always tell a bitch that don't like it. Hey, and I'm like, girl, you don't relate to me because, bitch, you just don't get it. Well, let's finish getting her. We're going to get it turned and I'm going to wrap it.
Whatever.
Because she was a kinky.
Did y'all catch that seat when the motherfuckers was goddamn girl? Our body, the other girl put a picture up. They said, you know, Tasha put a picture up with her. Girl, I was like, I know y'all ain't like, I'm with my friend. And Tasha was like, well, I'm with my friend. I'm with my man. And they like, well, girl, you know, we friends, not you. But Tasha could not just let that go. Y'all wasn't going to be putting money on Tasha YouTube like that. Y'all wasn't going to be buddy-buddy with that girl like that. That girl was not having that buddy-buddy shit. Okay? Now, one more thing I want to point out when it comes to Armand. Look, y'all got to leave a baby alone about the Kaya thing. Because I feel like, girl, you know good and damn well. Look here. This is me and you. Okay? We not them. We not them. I'm talking to you, girl. You know good and goddamn well. If somebody's at your goddamn job. Okay? Okay, she's at your job. And she do something. She have to do it. She just did it because she wants to do it. I get why she did it. Don't get it twisted because I love Kaya, okay? It stopped your money. She did something to make you not like her. So why y'all tripping just because he used to like her? Something happened that he don't like her. Girl, y'all know y'all be getting mad at bitches for less. Stop playing with me. You used to like that girl, and then she did some slick sideways. You ain't like her. You was like, I'm straight on her. Okay? Bitches war, okay? Bitches war. Anything else? So y'all know y'all going hard. Y'all be picking. But I mean, that's on y'all. I don't give a damn. I'm here for it. Okay? You do what you want. We just here to talk about it. Okay? All right. So let's go on to Tasha. Now, Tasha is messy. Y'all got Tasha. Who you got? So y'all got Tasha. Look, let me tell you. I know Tasha is the best motherfucker. But let me tell you when she be lying. Because that goddamn Cardi lied and she put it out for the lie, but she knew it was a lot of shit. Tasha, they got up under that bitch skin. She like that. Y'all know every time Tasha, let's talk about Tasha. Who you got? She ain't like that. She did not like that. Tell me, I motherfucker lie. That girl ain't like that shit. And anytime she break it up, she gets an itch right here. Anytime she gets to break it up that lie, go make it look. Bitch, I dare you. Bitch, when I'm right, you're going to pay me my money, okay? When I'm right, you're going to pay me my money. Go make some videos for, like, either her last fuckery shit when she has to address it, because she want to get to that quick.
You know what I think I would do? This shit is funny to me. I'm gonna react to her motherfucking video tomorrow, bitch. We're gonna give her some life because she's a kiki. I'm gonna react to her video tomorrow. She's a key. I think I should react to her. Y'all just getting it first.
Girl, she wanna get fast. Quick, okay? All right, go back to it. Soon as she gets to talking about, you know, it was a bad story, whatever. She gets the issue right there in the back of that neck. I think that's a logic. I'm going to check it. I'm gonna pay attention. And then look at that Larry Reed shit. Soon as she gets to talk about it, she gets the issue in the back of that motherfucker. Goddamn that, bitch. ain't no motherfucking fool. If what I want to know is, bitch, did you peep it? Or am I petty and I'm doing too much? Y'all mean you can let me know because I could be too much. But bitch, when I'm right, you're going to pay me, okay? When I'm right, you're going to pay me. And I want my coin, don't forget. Okay? I want my coin, don't forget. Okay, but anyway, girl, let's keep going. I'm really ready to goddamn look. Tasha is a lot. I feel like this. Before these last few shows, Tasha kind of felt a little slow. I feel like she was giving out news that goddamn was already out. She was reading it. Okay, you know, speech is on. Then she came out with that Pastor John. Look, my bad, bitch. Damn, act like you ain't never had nothing. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, look, girl, Tasha, we here now. Don't play with me. Okay. Act like Tasha did the thing about that front Pastor John, somebody. I don't know him. That ain't that. Look, when she did that story, she brought on Larry Reed. I like him because I remember her from like back way back when on some other stuff. We'll get there, honey. Anyway, girl, bitch, I lost some thought, girl. Bitch, what the fuck was I about to say? Oh, girl, she was talking about that goddamn pastor. She was giving a story, which really it sounded like a conversation. If you ask me, that's what the story was, a conversation. Okay. And then she brought that man on, and really, to me, you go back and look. You let me know what you saw. What do you remember? Think back. Well, wasn't she more into the old story that he had produced way back when? She was okay, which one? But anyway, you let me know down in the comments, okay? Okay. So let's get to Storm ass, all right? Storm, look. Look. Let me tell you how I ended up even watching one goddamn Storm video, bitch. Armand was doing what the fuck he wanted to do, living his motherfucking life, okay? That's how I let it on. One.
Didn't I tell y'all that's how a lot of his followers came? When I was either doing the tarot or when I would be out of town or I wouldn't be doing videos, that's when he gained, like, he got a lot of subscribers from my absence.
Goddamn story of a wrong video, okay? Our boss was someone living his motherfucking life, bitch, and I was bored, and so I clicked on the nigga shit, and I was like, what?
Bruh, I'm telling you, this is coming from a subscriber. I knew this already, but niggas will swear I'm hating.
Look, what I want to know is, what was you thinking, bitch? That's what I want to know, bitch, because you see like I seen it. All right? Now, what you see? Girl, I know you see like I see, girl. Girl, the boys started, look, maybe it was like I shouldn't have caught that video as my first video. Because the boy, girl, now look, I love me a good up and over, but it has to be right, and it's tripping. Okay. But girl, the boy was like humping the pillow in the air on the bed. And I was like, boy. But let me tell you what I died though. When our mom asked, was like, he don't know if he's black or white. Bitch, I died. Bitch, I motherfucking died. He don't know if he's black or white. Bitch. And we don't. Girl, look here. I ain't crazy. All right?
Yeah, she
now,
is
that motherfucker.
Stupid.
Act like he's like the, all right, let's do it like this. He act like he the one with the logic, right? He think logical, right? Okay. Okay, he thinks logical, right? So he talk about who everybody else fucking, but ain't saying who he fucking, huh? Girl, you ain't know what I'm saying. And as far as I'm concerned, it's not that it's important. It's just like I feel like you doing too much. You a hypocrite. Like, bro, come on. Now, I know I'm not the only one that think he a little bit like, and nothing is wrong with that. But don't play in my motherfucking face. Because you was like, ain't no way them, you not fucking like that. Okay? Who fucking them? Bitch, is you fucking them? That's what I want to know. Bitch, is you fucking them? I ain't fucking them. Not saying he would want to fuck me. I'm not even trying to do all that like that. All I'm saying is, bitch, is you fucking them? Because he do look lame. He looked like the dude, like, I mean, look, I wasn't in high school, bitch. I was a regular girl with amongst my friends. I'm, you know, amongst my motherfucking friends, bitch. But he was like the lame dude. I know y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. He got a little bit of lame to him. Bitch, he ain't fucking like that. I don't care what you say.
I am so glad that I am not the only one that be seeing this shit. When I seen her video, I'm like, bitch, where have you been? This is my people, bitch. This is my kind of people. She gets it.
That motherfucker ain't fucking like that. And the way, look, you so logical. All right, let me give you the real seat. Come here. Let me tell you where you're fucking up at with the people. As far as I'm concerned, now y'all storm people because he got a following. Y'all let me know. Put me on. Tell me what I'm missing, girl. Because ain't no way that motherfucker is so goddamn logical and he'll see Tasha Flair in his motherfucking face. So he don't know he a pawn or he just willing to be a pawn. And if he's willing to be a pawn for you, girl, because you're the one looking and watching, so that means he's going to be honest to you. Because he's willing to be a pawn for you. Anything Tasha says, throw my money out there, he going to throw the money out there. He act like he don't see that mess and with him and with them other motherfuckers. But
Wait, I'm trying to get to the part where she go in on Tasha K with about the Larry Reed tea, bitch. That is the part where I holler.
You see that motherfucking mess? And just what I want to know, bitch, what did that motherfucker say when he get off the phone with Tasha K? And she done pissed him the fuck off and got on his nerves. What did he say? That's what I want to know. What do he say? Who do he vent to? Whoever he vent to about his boss. Because look, bitch, that's his motherfucking boss. What do he say? What kind of bitch is the old Tasha? That's the real C right there. Whoever he vent to, that's the motherfucking C right there. Now let's go on, hurry up, go on, wrap it all up, whatever, whatever. We already know that, of course, Armand had his Jason Lee shit. Bitch, we showed out. I was in there too, girl. I sent you in there. Bitch, we showed out for Armand. Look, I love you, motherfucking Armand. That's my little fool. But he don't be all the way right all the time either, I will say that. But either way, guys, he's the one who I connect. That's who I got. Who do you got out of them three, honey? I love the Jason Lee. We showed up. We was there, honey. I feel like we did that for him. Like, his supporters really did that for him. We wanted him to see, nigga, we got them flooding your motherfucking shit out for you, boo. Like, yeah, you got that kind of love. You got that kind of support. So I feel proud that, you know, like, we did that for him. He deserved it. And he was so goddamn happy. But, bitch, let me tell you what he lost his mind, girl. I think it was before the thing. When that motherfucker realized that was the end of the Tasha K shit, bitch. Bitch, I know you think that motherfucker's about to drop. Bitch, I know you think that motherfucker's about to drop. Like, god damn. He enjoy it. It is a key. I don't even think they, like, hate each other like that. You tell me what you think. I think he just likes to call out her shit and want to, you know, prove that he's right about her shit. And I think Tasha K, she stuck on his first shit, and it's like, girl, do anybody else really care but you? Because who the fuck is paying for that Patreon shit? One, when she said she lied to your ass, girl. And two, when she gonna come over here and sell it on YouTube for the free skit anyway? Maybe I'm cheating.
Wait, maybe it's me. Well, here it go, here it comes. Here it comes.
But I'm not going to pay for something somebody one already told you. She's going to put it in lies, sprinkle in some lies in there somewhere. Okay? I'm not paying for that. And she also going to sprinkle it all on YouTube later. Anyway, okay? Now, I'm not going to knock the girl money, though. Look, she a black lady. You doing your thing. Go on, girl. I watch you, too. But look at here, though. The numbers, bitch. Bitch, the motherfucking numbers there, bitch. Bitch, I feel like she was probably always, bitch, she bought some motherfucking, bitch. Oh, girl, let me give you the real thing, girl. When she was on Larry Reed Live, did you see, bitch, she was like, how many people in here? And it was like 2,000 some people, and she was like, 2,000, why not? Bitch, I know you need to say that to his face, that all the people watching is goddamn your people. Girl, she was pretty. She wasn't ready for that. So, I should have shared the link. Bitch, you can't disrespect that man like that. Look, let's move right along. We're going to move right along now. Let's go back and watch this. Tell me, am I goddamn tripping? bitch, or was you slipping, bitch, because I caught it. Okay, so anyways, girl, what's going to say, honey? I don't even remember what I was
But anyway, she's the king. Go make sure y'all subscribe to her. What is her name on YouTube? Her name is YouTube Street Monitors, bitch. She is mad. She's the king, bitch. I commented. Let me see. I actually commented on the video. Oh, yeah. I said, girl, you are a kiki. I am crying. Of course, the comment high. And they would love to clap or shout out. Yes, because she's a visual, but more importantly, thank you. Yes. Yes. I might give her some energy tomorrow, but I just don't know because In the space that we're in, she has too many of them people's name in this title, girl. And it's just going to end up becoming more content. But yeah, she was a kiki for me. I enjoyed her. I'll be watching her. She's a cackle, bitch. And so make sure y'all go over there, support her, and let her know that I sent you. Maybe we'll do that. Let her know under that video that I sent you so she can feel some love. So, yeah, she's a kiki, bitch. But outside of that, we've been on here over an hour and my tacos is getting cold. Dang. But listen, y'all, I think I'm going to get out of here. I want to shout out to Rogue Nerd, though, if she's still in here. Shout out to you because you did your thing today on Station Hand. We really talked about some things. Let me see if I got people in the queue. Oh, I got somebody in the queue. Let me see. But I do want to shout out to Rogue Nerd and let her know that, you know, thank you for your words today on Station Hand because you were making sense. Sometimes I feel like people don't be hearing me. I just feel like I be talking to a wall. But then when I talk to y'all, y'all be like, no, bitch, we get it. We see it. It makes me feel good. So thank you. All right, 3035, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, boo? What's popping?
I'm good. Nothing. I sent you a K-Shift. I wanted you to review the video.
Long video? What kind of video? Because, you know, girl, I'm not going to review no video right now.
Yeah. It's only 2 minutes. I want your feedback on it, you know.
It's a music video?
But it's already on YouTube. It's already on YouTube, so it's not going to be mine. So I just want your feedback because I'm having some, like, I guess creative blocks. Like, I'm starting the channel, and I don't know if I want to go funny, if I want to go serious. So I just was like, you know, I just kind of want your feedback on it.
Okay, what's the name of your video?
It's called Wet Ass Pamper.
Wet Ass Pamper?
Yes, it's a WAP parody.
Oh.
It's only 2 minutes.
Okay, let's see, girl.
I sent you on your Instagram.
Wait, what's the name of the YouTube channel?
It's Philly Chica. And, it's, you know, I just started it. It's the same as my name on... you know, in the chat or whatever.
Let me see. I'm trying to just get it on here right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the shitty ass pamper. No, wet ass. Is it just WAP or Philly Cheek? I don't know.
I put it inside your Instagram. If you log in your Instagram, it might, you know, you probably can.
Let me see. Let me go to Instagram. Let me see if I can go to my DMs on here. I think I should be able to. Okay, let me see. Okay, here, let me see. Okay, I think I got it. Girl, let me see what you finna do. Now, we all finna. If this is trash, girl, we all finna talk about you.
Okay. I'm here for it. That's why I'm here. I want to feel it.
They better not snatch my damn video down.
They not, I promise you. I say, please change me. I'm smelling pissy. Wet ass pepper. Got that scent make you weep. Yeah, you got the changes. Pepper. Bring the bucket in the mop for that pepper. Throw it, blah, blah, blah. Pepper. Sweating on my extra large.
look over there, here comes Bob. All the goes right to your face, lock your nose, like a credit card. Trip chippy, down my thighs, over my butt. It's a rose, look in your face, on your nose. I'll be the game, what a surprise, hold up though.
I don't like.
Why she's bad, smell so bad.
Why it's got to be a wet ass pamper?
Because other stuff was already done, so wet ass pamper wasn't done yet. So that's
kind of
like how we came out.
Let's listen.
Grab my Jello cup. Wait, what's in this kind? Can't have cream or collard greens. Remember that is my machine. Grab my wife and hurry, please. Oh, wait, that ain't pink.
Child. Does a deli knock fast hit, hit you like a penalty? Smells like death for you in a cemetery before you suffocate. Look like a deli smells like brown as a pit. Wet and overfilled. Why does it think? Oh, that's those diapers sitting on the ground. Word and old and tough. Now get supplies, cover your eyes for this rap, rap, rap. I sip the breeze, just to spray some on this rap, rap, rap. Hire the cleaner just to clean up all this rap, rap, rap. Now plug your noses if you want to get rid of this rap, rap, rap.
Say my name. What you want to know my name for? This ain't Destiny's Child. I guess it's Cardigan Bertha.
Well, I was still going.
Make that ass.
Bye.
Okay. Well, it's not bad. It's creative. It's an acquired taste.
Okay.
So I'm just not sure. I mean, what is your point?
So basically, I've seen everybody doing the WAP challenge. You know, everybody was doing the dab, the WAP. So basically, it was just a parody of it. You know, it was, you know, to show old people. Give an old person's point of view of it. You know, we got...
Oh, it was definitely funny. It was funny. I thought it was funny. Just a little nasty, like running down your leg. It's just kind of like... Whoa, whoa. But, I mean, it wasn't bad. It was nice. The music sounded good. You know, I just...
Okay.
So, you wanted to make, like, little skits and stuff like that? I mean, it was funny.
Okay.
I probably would have watched something with a wet-ass pamper, though, because I'm kind of like, ugh, that kind of throws me off. I start thinking boo-boo and piss and shit. You know what I mean?
Okay. Right. That's why I didn't want to overdo it with, like, you know, extra stuff in it. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
We left it at that. But, yeah, I want to – my goal – I think my goal is to take, like, famous 90s songs or I even want to do Jaguar songs and do a parody on it.
Oh, yeah, do one on Jaguar. That'd be a kiki.
Oh, I got you. It's in the works. Trust me. Okay?
But, yeah, I'm down for the creativity. Shout out to that. That was, I mean, it was fun. It was in there, you know, and that was your son in it, too. And you and everybody.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all look like y'all had some fun.
Yeah, we did. My son, and my daughter, both of them took one take to do their walk and do their dancing. My son is not a rapper, but he got on there and just did it.
Yeah, you know, if the right person reacts to it, like most said, it could go viral. It could go viral. What do you say? So keep throwing them out. Mm-hmm. Keep throwing those parodies out. Like I said, parodies are acquired taste. You know, everybody's humor level is different. So I think it was good. And I think the fact that you guys put it out there and did it, keep doing it. Don't stop. Just because I may not be like over the moon, that some like other people in the comments might think that shit is the funniest thing that they've seen all year. So just keep throwing it out.
All right, thank you, Emma. I love you. And same
right.
with
you.
Let me tell you something. It's equally as equal. I'm sorry, I'm not gonna take you long. It's equal as people that love you. There's haters that you know don't want to see you thrive. It's not personal. Being you that's your charismatic, your character. You crack me up. I don't care if I heard the story 50 times. The way you regurgitate it has me in stitches. Okay. And that old Felix Cassette, Philly is on her. I'm going to tell you that. So don't worry about them other people because they're building their platform based on lies. And we see how fast that can fall. You know what I'm saying? So keep doing you, boo. We the cool kids, okay? Period.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right,
love you. I love you. Have a good night, baby. Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, yes. Shout out to that. Are we going to end that?